Please tell me how I can do my daily work for the infinite way. This is a rhetorical question, but I ask you, how many of you do do daily work for the infinite way? Yes, let all of us do daily work for the world, but let us also do some daily work for the infinite way. It is important, because unless there is an infinite way consciousness expressing, there will be no infinite way, and the books themselves will stand on the shelves of the libraries and grow dusty. But if there is an infinite way healing consciousness, it will open people to a receptivity to spiritual truth, and one here and one there will find these books and find that this is what he has been looking for all the time, and it was there and he never saw it, but suddenly it fell off the shelf at him and he picked it up and found the message for him. Every day, have one period in which you take the infinite way into your meditation by realizing that the infinite way is a spiritual activity. It came into this world as an activity of God, as a revelation of omnipresence, omnipotence, and omniscience to this age through the instrument of its revelation, Joel. But the infinite way, therefore, is not dependent on man whose breath is in his nostrils. It is dependent on the degree of spiritual consciousness that we release into the world. Let us realize that since this is an activity of God, it is maintained and sustained by God. It is not the activity of a man. It is not the activity of any person. It is the activity of God, of omnipotence, omniscience. And that omniscience, through our realization of it, maintains this infinite way in its purity and its integrity. It maintains the healing consciousness, which is the consciousness of the infinite way, that will lift students far above this material sense of world and will reveal the nothingness and the non-power of the trials and tribulations and evils out here in the world. Since the infinite way is an activity of God, no man, no woman, no person can destroy it. For God knows how to protect and nourish and nurture its activity. We must never personalize the infinite way and think that it is the possession of some man or some person. It is God's activity. activity. An activity of spirit. That infinite invisible, which knows no barriers or obstacles to its expression. To me, the infinite way is a precious jewel, a precious pearl, which I tend and care for, and nurture with love. Why? We would have not room enough in this meeting room for all the new people who would come if all of you were realizing that too. And what would happen is that there would be a spiritualization of consciousness, that human consciousness would be so permeated with these principles that it would simply dissolve into the nothingness that it is. Think of the opportunities that exist in this world if we are doing the right kind of work to lift consciousness, not just to promote the infinite way. We don't try to promote that. We're not interested in promoting that. We are interested in one thing: dissolving material sense, so that human consciousness may be swallowed up in spiritual consciousness, so that human consciousness may be receptive to the spiritual impulse. That is our world work. It has many facets, but that is the basis of it: dissolving the human consciousness of good and evil, rising out of material sense into that spiritual consciousness. And in the infinite way, we have the principles with which to do that. That is why our prayer work for the world is different from that of most other groups, because we're not trying to change people. We're not trying to get rid of dictators. We are bringing the light of spiritual consciousness to bear, that it may illumine the grossness and the denseness of materiality. Already, you have begun, I am sure, having those three meditation periods every day in which you are realizing the presence of God. That's your first one. If you don't have a realization of the presence of God, whatever you are doing, whether it's of a purely spiritual nature or what appears as a material nature, whatever you are doing is just human. It's just human good. And there have been good human people for centuries. And there have been bad human beings. And the bad ones are lopped off, and then there's some more that appear. And this will be the way it will continue, unless we awaken to this truth that the one error is this belief that this is a material world. Why is there lack? There's no lack in spirit. You can't put spirit together in a bag and say, this is mine. It's because we believe it's material, that supply is material, that health is material, based on a physical body, whereas it is spiritual. So, we are realizing, first of all, God. God is the creative principle of this universe. The maintaining and the sustaining law of this universe, forever in operation. God is the one activity permeating all of human consciousness. Then after we have had that realization and are in the spirit, we can drop it until second period. And in that second period, again, we realize the presence of God, omnipresent. The presence of God which knows only its own divine perfection. And then we realize that that presence of God is dissolving material sense. And we contemplate what that is. The belief that this is a world of separate people and boundary lines and limitation, lack of resources. That's material sense. But our realization of the of omnipotence and omnipresence is the light that helps to dissolve that universal belief which holds mankind in bondage. And then we have our third bit, in which we realize the presence of God. We take time to have that realization, then realize that that presence of God is dissolving material sense, and it is opening consciousness to a receptivity to truth. This is what you are asked to give to the world. And notice the last and final part of it is opening consciousness to a receptivity to truth, because we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So now, let us take and hold that whole world, this whole universe, in an embrace of love, knowing that the light of truth, that little candle, which seems so dim, so very dim, is burning in the hearts and minds of every person, universally, even though it does not look that way. And thus, this light of truth reveals the grand and glorious truth that in its light there is no darkness. The evil beliefs, the evil suggestions about the carnal mind and nothingness. Without presence, without power, without substance, without law, the nothingness of nothing, I send out peace and love to the whole world by knowing that it is already established in the consciousness of every person. And my realization of this truth is helping to awaken every individual to that candle light of truth that is within him, and it seems to grow brighter and brighter only because the veils have been removed that hide its glory.